Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keith live at Gillette Stadium for a Patriots Monday. Pats win again. They're 7-2. They've won six in a row. Bit of a nail biter. I heard Billy putting it that way in trending. But a big one on Sunday in Tampa against the Bucs. For those complaining about the Patriots schedule or for those who just want to see a real opponent, they're going to get one this weekend with the Bucs coming off the bye. I mentioned my feelings on that interception quickly, Keith, earlier. I didn't get your thoughts on it. Who do you think that pick is on? Because I saw online,
yeah,
a lot of people were putting that interception on Hunter Henry. Didn't get his head around. Miscommunication. Was that more on Henry or more on May?
I thought in real time it was May. I thought he just kind of overthrew it there. I thought it was like, you know, we've seen it last year way more than we've seen it this year. But when he ran into some problems sometimes, he would kind of just like let it rip over the middle and, you know, right to a safety. So I put it more on him than Hunter Henry.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah. And I was surprised at how many, and maybe this speaks to May is getting into, like, protected status.
I mean, he's played so well. I mean, I guess I get it.
No, yeah. I mean, he's been unbelievable. I don't mean to nitpick at what happened yesterday, but I also, I don't know, I think any other quarterback in the league, I'd put that throw on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be looking for excuses on the receiver not getting his head around, so I'll put that on May as well. One of two turnovers yesterday, and if you were watching live during the broadcast, you saw CBS shortly after that cut over to the sideline.
Yep.
And Mike Vrabel comes and sits down with Drake May. May was asked about the message from Mike Vrabel after the interception. Here's what he had to say about that exchange last night.
Yeah. You know, he's great at coming up to me after, you know, really every drive. You know, he comes over and says something to me. You know, always positive, always want me to rally the guys around me, always you know, challenging me to, you know, battle adversity and get the guys going. And I think, you know, I just appreciate the way he coaches me. You know, he's hard on me, but he's you know, very positive, and I think he wants the best out of me. And, you know, everything that he says to me, I think it's gone to be important and become true.
So I wouldn't even consider that hard coaching, Keith. I know he said he coaches me hard. I don't know if he meant like that exchange.
Maybe overall.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I just consider that coaching. Like,
yeah.
like we've kind of mocked, or I certainly have, Marco Sturm, where it's like, does that guy talk to anybody? Does he do anything? Like, what does he do?
It's working.
Like, that to me is an example of that. Like, I'm sure if Vrabel didn't go talk to Drake May, and I kicked up a stink about that like I have with Sturm, you could say, well, his assistants do this, and they're in charge of the power play, and they're in charge of the penalty kill, and it's Josh McDaniels
who actually
meets with Drake May. Like,
yeah.
I guess it could be that. Or you're the head coach, and May says he talks to him after almost every series. Like, we don't get to see everything that's going on the sidelines. They specifically showed that. But I don't even consider that hard coaching. I just consider that coaching, and good on Vrabel for doing that. Like, whatever he said. And they didn't give us much insight into what they said after the game, or even Mike Vrabel this morning with Greg. Like, they weren't going to get into it. But I think that's a good job by the head coach to come over and say, hey, like, we still have time. We're going to get into our five-minute offense. Like, we're still in a good spot. And I think that's what a good head coach should do.
Yeah, I kind of, like, it's, you know, I don't know if we should even give him credit for it. I feel like that's sort of like baseline stuff. Like, now maybe there are some coaches that wouldn't do that, that, like, you're questioning it. Like, yeah, maybe last year wouldn't
Mayo
happen.
I don't think the Bruins coach right now would do that.
And then, you know, sadly, the last year for Bill, I think he stopped talking to his quarterback entirely.
That's a good point.
So, no, it seems like an obvious thing that you should do, but he is doing that, and that's when you're like, all right, Mike Vrabel is a true, like, head coach of the entire team. He's not one of these, like, I'm just talking to the defense guys, or some of the coaches I like around the league, they might be accused of being, like, just talk to the offense guys. So we know Mike Vrabel's not calling the plays like Josh McDaniels is, but just, like, coaching the quarterback and turning him into, a real professional, getting him to know, like, situational awareness, although you could question the end of the first half there if that was a great thing. But
yeah, that was not the most situationally aware.
Teaching moment, something that coaches like. And so, yeah, in that sense, I think Vrabel is doing a good job, and it's something that I did expect. Right, like, all right, he comes in, you're like, all right, he's had NFL head coaching experience, just been in the league for such a long time. So when Drake May has a bad turnover, he's not sitting on the bench being like, oh, man, I wonder what my coach's response is or what he's thinking. No, he comes right over and talks to you. That's how it should be. And so I think that's going to lead to more success down the road.
Yeah, and look, I just think the messaging there should be, and we got into his post-game messaging a lot. We'll play a clip coming up. But the messaging should be like, look, you're not going to be perfect. As you probably want to be perfect and the goal should be perfect, you're not going to be perfect. Like, you're going to throw interceptions. You're going to turn it over. It's going to happen. We're still in a good spot. And that, look, wasn't a great pick. Maybe some people put it on Hunter Henry. I'd agree with you. That's on May. Wasn't a good pick. Falcons go in. They get a field goal. They're down a touchdown. And you got to run the clock out. And they had two opportunities to do this after the Drake London touchdown, where they missed the extra point. We're up 24-23. They didn't put the Falcons away. They got the ball back. They punted with 3:43 left. Falcons punted it back to them. And then they ran out the clock under the two-minute warning with the third down conversion, 17 yards to Hunter Henry on a 3rd-and-5. So eventually they did that. But I like that Vrabel, is leaving no gray area, get that message delivered. And I don't think, as you said, I don't think it's hard coaching. I think that's coaching. And maybe that is a baseline thing we should expect. But I don't think we've seen that the last couple of years.
Well, no, and that's also, you got to start somewhere. And this is year one. That, you know, these two as a coach quarterback combination has only been 9 games, and they're really, the way things have gone, there haven't been a lot of downtime. There hasn't been a lot of, like, bad games, right? Like, Drake May said, way more good games than bad games. Even his bad games are better than a lot of quarterbacks' good games to this point.
Yes.
So I mean, that you got to find the moments to go out there and really do the coaching, because you mentioned it, that last, well, I guess second-to-last possession that they had in real time was pretty frustrating.
Oh, they went 3 and out? Is that missed, or Kyle Williams just doesn't run the right route? That's where he threw it to Kyle Williams on 2nd down, right?
Yeah, and so they start the drive with – or the possession. It was not a drive at all. They start the possession with a 4-yard run. You're like, okay, you can bleed some clock or make Atlanta think about timeouts or whatever. And then they go incomplete pass to Kyle Williams, incomplete pass to Trayvon Henderson, and you give the ball back. You took a minute off the clock.
Well, that's true, too. With the incompletions, you didn't even bleed any clock.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it wasn't just a 3 and out where you at least ate up some time.
Yeah.
They didn't even eat up time. No, that's
no
true.
Time, no timeouts. And you're like, oh. And then at that point, you're like, well, we just saw the Falcons have their best drive of the entire game, 12 plays, 85 yards in 5 minutes. So now they have that fresh on your head. They get the ball back within a minute, and you're like, all they need is a field goal. So then, like, racing through my head is Parker Romo, this is sports, right? Like, misses the extra point, but I'm like, he's going to have a chance to hit the game winner. Like, all they needed to do, like, if they move down the field, even if it's a long field goal, like, what a story that would be if he even just had a chance.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. Yeah,
no.
Didn't happen at all.
I didn't have a high degree.
Because they simulated the snap count.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's a good point. Yeah. They cheated and stole the snap count.
Yeah.
That's true. So, no, I didn't have a high degree of faith in him hitting a kick, but I get your point.
But, like,
that would have been a nice, nice bookend closure.
And I know they had a long way to go, right? They had the ball and whatever it was, like the 19-yard line, and you're like, all right, like, let's see what this does. Also, because we're nitpicking, is what we're doing.
Yeah, nitpick away.
The drive that ended up being the last touchdown drive of the Falcons.
Yep.
This is gonna be a bizarre nitpick. They punted the ball. They were at the Atlanta, whatever it was, 47.
Yeah.
And Behringer punts it.
To, like, the 15.
Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly where
you're
talking.
In real time, I'm like, that's the best? Like, it'll go down as, like, an inside the 20 or whatever, but you're like, it was just, like, a easy fielding 15-yard line. I'm like, oh, I really could have used something better there.
Well, he's a six-round pick.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's why they can't trade away these six-round picks at the trade deadline.
That's true.
Like Bryce Barron.
You got a guy like that.
617-779-7937. I mentioned the messaging from Vrabel. He was asked about this after the game, you know, like his players, and you could hear it with Drake May. Like you could really hear it from May wrestling with this after the game. We played you a few of those clips throughout. Vrabel was asked about his messaging to the team after a win, an ugly win, over the Falcons. Here's what he had to say about that.
Mike, I know in New Orleans your message to the team was, hey, you got to enjoy winning. What was the message now knowing you guys won despite not playing your best?
And just get ready to go on the road, you know. Understand that that's how it goes in this league sometimes. It's tough. You know? But embrace, don't let anybody take the joy of what we do. You know, joy is authentic. Joy comes from these guys caring about each other, being happy for the guy next to him that, you know, made a play. Joy is about what we do in here, and I think that they need to embrace that and be thankful for what they get to do and what I get to do. And, you know, we talked about when you get – sometimes you get this taken away from you, you know, whether you're a player and you get cut or you're a coach and you get fired and you get another opportunity. You know, you want to try to make the most of it and enjoy it.
So I thought it was interesting he went there.
Yeah.
With
yeah, you know, even, whether, even for himself.
Right, whether you're a coach. We all know who he's talking about. Whether you're a coach, you get fired, and you get another chance.
Well, even McDaniels.
Appreciation there. Good point,
too. I mean, McDaniels and he both are the same way.
Good point. Actually, the way he talks about Josh, that he might even had a blind spot.
Thomas Brown?
Yeah.
Put him on the list. They've had a lot of guys that were somewhere and are now here.
So I thought it was interesting that's where he took it, but – the fact he continues to deliver that message. And, you know, Vrabel was on these great Patriots teams in 03 and 04. They didn't blow everybody out every single week. They did have some of these, and it feels that way looking back on it. But you,
oh, for sure, they did not.
You go back and you look at some of these games where they won ugly and it was low scoring, or maybe they were holding on. You do have to win that way sometimes in the league. You don't apologize for it. We might nitpick it on the media side. But those guys shouldn't apologize for it, and they should be joyful that they've won six in a row. And I think Vrabel's pretty consistent in his messaging. I said this earlier in the show. We get the look inside the locker room every week, and you constantly see this is what he says to the team. And then he addresses the media at the podium, and he says the same thing there. And then he comes on with Greg on Monday mornings. It's the same thing there. You made the point. You hear a lot of his players echoing the same thing after that.
Yeah, so, it's a clear message.
The messaging is very clear and consistent. And I think this is another aspect of that. They're not apologizing for wins. And I think he's trying to remind them of that. Like, hey, guys, you won four games each of the last 2 years. You won eight combined.
Yeah.
And now you've already won seven this year. Don't apologize for that.
Oh, the last couple of years, if they played bad, they lost. If they played well, it was a coin flip.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if they had a good game, it's like, well, you didn't have enough. Like, whatever it was, like, personnel, talent-wise, like, you still weren't able to win. And now, you know, they've really had a couple games where, like, they didn't play their best, but they still were able to win, which is, like, that's usually the style. Like, those are the playoff teams, right? Like, if you look at it, the teams that win 10, 11 games, they don't play awesome 10, 11 times, nope. Right? Like, it's just the way things go. Or maybe, you know, some of those games they play really great for a half, and then they have, like, a really bad half or a really bad quarter or whatever it is. But
Tampa, the opponent this week, and this is a massive game. I don't mean to keep jumping ahead to Sunday and skipping past the win yesterday, but this is going to be a big game this week. Tampa's had a bunch of nail-biter games and games where they had to we
the first three games, and they didn't play anybody good. They played Atlanta, Houston, and New York, were all fourth-quarter game-winning drives by Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they were you know, giving up a late score to Penix in week one. So, yeah, we look at Tampa, and from the outside looking in, we go, oh, well, yeah, they've just executed. And Baker Mayfield has executed at the end of some of these games. Those haven't all been blowouts.
No.
And as you said, those haven't even been all of them against great opponents necessarily. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of teams do win this way in the league, and I think Vrabel's fighting with that, but you go out, you take care of business. I don't think anybody's going to care how they beat Tampa if they beat Tampa this
week. No,
I don't think anybody's going to care about style points in this one. 617-779-7937, Patriots Monday, live from Gillette Stadium. It is Jones and Keith breaking down the Patriots' 24-23 victory over the Atlanta Falcons, six in a row. They're at 7-2 in a statistical tie at the top of the AFC, and a big factor in that, Pop Douglas, first career 100-yard game in what was a difficult 24 hours for the Patriots wide receiver. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.